our way to the gym. Good day, good day. It's Robbie Cornelius here, and this is the Master Yourself podcast. More like a conversation. It's currently 6 a.m. Definitely decided to get up, go to the gym, and train. I gotta tell you, I'm feeling better than I've ever felt before. Feeling better than I've ever felt before. And I want you to feel just as good. Now, every day we have an opportunity, you and I. We have an opportunity to show up and show out or sit down and pout. And I don't know about you, but I spent a tremendous amount of time pouting in the earlier stages of my life. And I refuse to do that today. And it all starts with you and I making a commitment to ourselves. And this commitment that we make to ourselves, and I gotta warn you, what I'm about to say is vulgar. So if you don't want to hear this, you might want to change it. But when we make this commitment to ourselves, we're basically beating the bitch out of us. The bitch voice that wants to complain, the bitch voice that wants to blame, the bitch voice that wants to look around and justify why we're not taking action or why we feel guilty or why we are upset or why we're depressed. Now, I'm not saying that none of those states of being are valid, but I do know that we all have a little bitch voice inside of ourselves. So when we make this commitment to better ourselves every single day, we're essentially making a commitment to beat the bitch out of us. And this bitch voice is non-genderless. So I could have easily laid in bed and justified why I should lay in bed. That's not the commitment that I made. I made a commitment to start my day off working out. Now, I coach a lot of people, and I've been coaching a lot of people throughout the years, even before I started my mastermind group, webassetgroup.com. Even before then, I was coaching people through the podcast. I remember a few years ago, I used to have this little hotline where you could call the hotline and I would coach you for free, essentially. So I'm all about helping people. So I always wanted to let people know that I was here to help if they needed anything. And so I would coach people. And so throughout the years, I've been coaching people. And one thing I've discovered throughout life is that accountability is something that a lot of people are not comfortable with. And I've also discovered how clever the brain is. And what I mean by that is, if you have limiting beliefs, the reason why it's very important to have a coach is because a lot of times you can't see your own limiting beliefs. And even if you can see your own limiting beliefs, by the time you see your limiting belief, it might be too late. For instance, the brain is so clever that it will literally justify why you're not doing the thing that could literally change your life. Let's just say that you want to be financially free. And you know you want to be financially free. And you make a commitment to do something that leads to financial freedom. You make the commitment to yourself. And then because you make the commitment to yourself, but you made it to another person, the brain will convince you. For instance, let's just say you made a commitment to your coach that you were going to do a specific thing. But you said it to your coach, but you made the commitment to yourself. The brain is so fucking clever that it will convince you that you don't really have to do that thing because that's just a commitment you made to your coach. So you don't necessarily have to do the thing that you committed to because that's a commitment you made to your coach. But you forgot that you didn't make the commitment to your coach. You made it to yourself. Your coach was just there as a form of accountability. And your brain will say things like, you know what? There's things that we have to get done today, so I'm not going to do this thing that could lead to financial freedom. And you feel completely justified in that decision. You feel completely justified. Like, yeah, I got things I got to take care of today, so I don't have time to do this other thing. The reason why I know this is because I've been like this throughout the past myself. And beating the bitch out of me is a daily thing because I recognize it in myself. Like, yeah, I said I was going to do this one thing and now I'm not doing it. And now I'm justifying why I'm not doing it. No, 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 no. The brain is trying to sabotage you. Not because it's your enemy, but the brain is trying to sabotage you simply because you have a limiting belief that's overriding. It's an unconscious limiting belief that's overriding the conscious decision you made and the commitment you made to be financially free. Here's what that looks like. Okay. The things that you do today, let's just say you're going to a job today. Sure, that job is going to pay you for today. You'll get to pay your bills today. You'll get to buy food today. Great for you. Good job, Johnny. You get to pay your bills today. You get to buy food today. And you get to live another day. And so you'll convince yourself that that's the most important thing for you to do. And rightfully so. But this other thing could be the thing that sets you free financially, because once you do this thing, this thing is going to be the thing that people will be able to purchase from you over and over again for the rest of your life. This thing will be something that you create one time, but it'll exist. For instance, let's just say you write a book, okay? Now, let's go higher than that. Let's just say you come out with a program. And this program is set up to where when you publish the program, this program exists on the internet. You did it one time. You put time and energy into it one time. But this program will be able to be purchased by people for the rest of your life. You will be able to make money while you work, play, eat, and sleep. This thing, if you continue to follow this method, could set you free financially. It could literally change your life. But you don't do it. And then you justify why you won't, why you haven't done it. And it's the brain. It's the brain literally being clever in the moment, justifying why you're not doing the thing that could set you free financially. It's insane. The brain is so freaking smart. So you have to outsmart the brain. You have to recognize that you're sabotaging yourself, catch yourself, and decide to take action on the thing that you committed to in the first place. Because only if financial freedom is what you say you really want, only if passive income is what you say you really want. For instance, if I say that I want to look a certain way, and I'm commit to going to the gym, and then all of a sudden, you know, a day goes by, and I'm like, I'm not going to the gym today. And then another day goes by, I'm not going to the gym today. And I justify it. I feel completely justified. I'm like, I'm tired. I need to let my body rest. You know, I got things I need to do. I can sleep late. I'm justified in that. And I feel completely justified. But here's what's going to happen. I feel good in the moment while I'm making the excuse for not going to the gym. But 3-4 days later, maybe a week later, maybe even a month later, I am going to start feeling like shit again because I lied to myself and I cleverly distracted myself from doing the thing that could have set me free in the future simply because I wanted to make excuses in the present. That's how clever the mind is. We have to be absolutely mindful of what our brains are up to. Because those little jokers are clever, I'm telling you. They're clever. And you want to make sure that you're not fooling yourself. There's a reason why you made the commitment to go to the gym. There's a reason why you made a commitment to produce the program. There's a reason why you made the commitment to do the thing that you said you were going to do. And that's because you got excited about the possibility of what this thing could produce for you. You have to maintain that excitement even when you're afraid of taking action. If I have 1,000,000 ideas that all sound good, but I don't take action on either one of them, then my ideas are worth nothing. And I think our brains think that having ideas is equivalent to taking action, and it's not. Having an idea is definitely not equivalent to taking action. Taking action is taking action. And so as I pull up to the gym right now, I have to end this podcast because damn it, it's time for me to take action. Webassetgroup.com.